In times of suffering, it's natural to question, to doubt, and to wonder if relief will ever come. But let me tell you, dear friends, that God's promises are not empty words. They are a testament to His unwavering love and boundless compassion. When we place our faith in Him, we open the door for miracles to unfold, for the impossible to become possible. Today, I will share with you a message that reassures us of God's unfailing love and His promise to end our suffering. In times of hardship, it's easy to feel lost and overwhelmed. But let me remind you today that God sees your pain, and He has a plan to bring you out of it. So, as usual, stay with me until the end and open your hearts to these words and my prayers. May God bless you and your loved ones. So, it is paramount that we grasp the profound depth of our God's nature. Particularly in times of suffering, we must dispel any misconceptions that suggest God takes pleasure in our pain. Contrary to such beliefs, our God is a compassionate Father who intimately knows and cares for each one of us. He is not a distant deity detached from our struggles. Rather, He is a loving presence who walks beside us through the darkest valleys of our lives. Reflect with me on the powerful words of Isaiah 41:10, where God tenderly reassures us, saying, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." These words echo with a resounding promise of God's unwavering presence and steadfast support in the midst of our trials. Imagine, if you will, the image of a loving parent holding the hand of their child as they navigate through a daunting and treacherous path. In the same manner, our God holds our hand tightly, guiding us through life's tumultuous storms, offering solace and reassurance every step of the way. Moreover, let us not forget the countless instances in Scripture where God's compassion and empathy towards His people are vividly portrayed. From the Israelites' journey through the wilderness to Jesus' ministry on earth, we witness time and again God's tender care for His children, comforting them in their afflictions and providing for their needs. As we meditate on the compassionate nature of our God, let us find solace in the truth that He is not indifferent to our suffering. Rather, He is intimately acquainted with our pain and stands ready to strengthen and uphold us with His righteous right hand. Let this profound understanding of God's nature anchor our souls amidst life's storms, knowing that we are never alone and our God is always with us, offering comfort and hope in our times of need. So, in our journey through life's trials, there comes a moment when we yearn for assurance that our suffering will not persist indefinitely. It is in these moments of doubt and questioning that the timeless words of Psalms 34:19 bring us profound comfort. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Consider the significance of this promise. It is not a conditional assurance based on the severity of our struggles, but a sweeping declaration that encompasses all troubles. It speaks to the very essence of God's character as our deliverer. The psalmist doesn't specify a selective rescue, but asserts that the Lord delivers from them all. In the tapestry of our lives, woven with moments of joy and sorrow, victories and defeats, we find solace in the understanding that God, in His boundless love, is committed to delivering His people from the burdens they bear. It is a promise that extends beyond the confines of our comprehension and transcends the limitations of our understanding. To truly appreciate this promise, let us reflect on the nature of deliverance as portrayed in the Scriptures. Recall the narrative of the Israelites enslaved in Egypt, their suffering prolonged and seemingly unending. Yet God, in His faithfulness, delivered them, parting the Red Sea to lead them to freedom. It is a poignant reminder that our God is not limited by the magnitude of our struggles. His deliverance knows no bounds. Moreover, let us not forget the ultimate act of deliverance through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. His death and resurrection provide the
offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Assurance that God's redemptive power extends not only to our temporal troubles, but to the eternal victory over sin and death. My friends, let the promise of deliverance be an anchor for our souls. Trust that the same God who delivered the Israelites and conquered death through Christ will bring an end to our suffering. Though the journey may be fraught with difficulties, the promise remains steadfast. The Lord delivers from them all. May this assurance be a source of hope that propels us forward, secure in the knowledge that our God is a faithful deliverer who will see us through every trial. My beloved friends, in the intricate tapestry of our lives, suffering often emerges as a thread that weaves through moments of despair and uncertainty. It is in these times of adversity that we grapple with the age-old question. Why must we endure pain? To unravel the meaning behind our suffering, we turn to the comforting words of Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This verse invites us into a profound understanding of God's purpose in our suffering. It assures us that every trial, every challenge, is not a random occurrence, but a part of a divine plan orchestrated by a loving and wise Creator. Our suffering is not devoid of purpose. Rather, it serves as a tool in the hands of a skillful craftsman, shaping us into vessels of strength, resilience, and faith. Consider the analogy of a blacksmith refining metal in the searing heat of the forge. The process is intense, and the metal may seem vulnerable, but it is precisely in this heat that impurities are removed, and the metal is transformed into something stronger and more enduring. In much the same way, our trials serve as the refining fire through which God molds and shapes our character. This understanding aligns with the broader narrative of Scripture, where the lives of countless individuals were shaped and refined through adversity. Joseph endured slavery and imprisonment before rising to a position of prominence. Job faced unimaginable loss and suffering, but emerged with a deeper understanding of God's sovereignty. The apostles faced persecution for their faith, ultimately spreading the message of hope and redemption. Our suffering, then, is not a testament to God's abandonment, but a demonstration of His commitment to our growth and transformation. In times of despair, we can find solace in knowing that God is not a passive observer to our pain, but an active participant, using every trial to work for our ultimate good. As we grapple with the challenges before us, let us embrace the truth that God's purpose in our suffering transcends our immediate understanding. Through the refining process, He is crafting a masterpiece of our lives, molding us into vessels capable of reflecting His love, grace, and resilience. May this understanding bring comfort in our moments of distress and fortify our faith as we navigate the purposeful path laid before us. My friends, as we delve into the profound assurance of God's promise to end our suffering and recognize His purpose in our trials, we are called to respond with a posture of faith, perseverance, and active participation in our journey. Faith, as it pertains to our relationship with God, is not merely a passive belief but an active trust in His sovereignty and goodness. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen in the midst of our suffering. Faith becomes the anchor that keeps us grounded, reminding us that God's promises are true. Even when circumstances seem bleak, perseverance, in turn, is the steadfast endurance through trials. James 1:12 encourages us with the promise of blessing for those who persevere under trial, emphasizing the importance of staying faithful to God's purpose, even when the road is arduous. It is during these moments of perseverance that our character is refined and our trust in God deepens. However, faith and perseverance should not be passive responses to suffering. Instead, they call us to action. Proactive prayer, seeking God's guidance, and actively participating in our spiritual growth become essential components of our response. James 2:26 reminds us that faith without works is dead, underscoring the importance of aligning our actions with our beliefs. As we wait for God to fulfill His promise, we must actively trust that He is in control and working for our good, as Romans 8:28 assures us. This trust should be accompanied by fervent prayer, seeking God's wisdom in navigating our challenges. Through prayer, we open channels of communication with the Almighty, allowing Him to guide us and reveal His plans for our lives. Furthermore, our faith calls us to extend a helping hand to others who are going through similar struggles. Galatians 6:2 encourages us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ by being a source of comfort, encouragement, and support to those around us. We embody the love of Christ and participate in God's redemptive work within our community. So, my dear friends, faith, perseverance, and active participation are the dynamic responses to God's promises. Let us actively live out our faith, trusting in His sovereignty, persevering through trials, and actively participating in His transformative work in our lives and the lives of those around us. May our response be a testament to the hope we have in a faithful God who is working all things for our good. So, as we navigate the labyrinth of our individual struggles, it becomes imperative to heed the call of Scripture, urging us to extend the comfort we've received to those traversing similar paths. Galatians 6:2 implores us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Our response to God's promise to end suffering is not confined to personal relief. It extends to communal care and solidarity. In moments of affliction, we often yearn not only for God's solace, but also for the comforting presence of fellow believers. Therefore, our journey through suffering is not solitary, but a shared pilgrimage within the tapestry of a faith community. As recipients of God's compassion, we are commissioned to be conduits of that compassion, becoming tangible expressions of His love to those around us. Consider the profound impact of empathy and understanding when someone shares our burdens. It is a reminder that we are not isolated in our struggles, but intricately connected in the fabric of humanity. By reaching out to others, we fulfill the essence of Christ's teachings, the embodiment of love, compassion, and communal support. Moreover, our collective response to suffering mirrors the communal nature of the early Christian church, as described in Acts 2:42-47. The believers not only shared their material possessions, but, more significantly, they shared in each other's joys and sorrows. Such a communal spirit is transformative, creating an environment where no one feels abandoned or alone in their suffering. In practical terms, extending comfort may involve lending a listening ear, offering a helping hand, or praying fervently for one another. It means creating spaces where vulnerability is embraced, and where the burdens of one become a shared responsibility of many. In doing so, we emulate the love of Christ, who Himself bore our sorrows and invites us to cast our anxieties upon Him. So, My dear friends, as we await the fulfillment of God's promise in our lives, let us be vigilant in recognizing the struggles of those around us. May our actions reflect the compassion and love that God has lavished upon us, creating a community where burdens are lightened and hope is rekindled. In this collective journey towards the end of suffering, may we be instruments of God's grace, extending comfort to others as a testament to the transformative power of His love. Dear friends, if you find this message helpful, I urge you to share it with your friends and loved ones. Don't forget to leave your comment with Amen and subscribe to this channel. Now, let's pray together. Dear God, we come before you today with humble hearts, seeking your presence and guidance. We know that you are a God who is always listening, always caring, and always loving. We thank you for your grace and mercy, for your unending love that sustains us through every trial and tribulation. Lord, we pray for all those who are hurting right now. We know that there are many in this world who are struggling with pain, grief, and loss. We ask that you comfort them, that you wrap your loving arms around them, and give them the strength to carry on. We pray for healing, for restoration, and for renewed hope in their lives. We also pray for those who are facing difficult decisions, for those who are uncertain about the future. We ask that you give them clarity and wisdom, that you guide them in the right direction, and help them to make the best choices for their lives. Lord, we pray for our world, for all those who are suffering from poverty, injustice, and oppression. We ask that you open our eyes to the needs of others, that you give us the courage to stand up for what is right and just. We pray that you bring peace to our world, that you heal the wounds of division and hatred, and that you unite us in a spirit of love and compassion. Lord, we pray for ourselves. We ask that you help us to be the people you created us to be, to live lives that honor you and bring glory to your name. We pray for strength, for perseverance, and for a deepening of our faith. We ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might live each day with joy and purpose, knowing that we are loved by you. Lord, we know that you are a God who is always with us, no matter where we go or what we face. We pray that you help us to trust in your goodness and love, even when we can't see the way ahead. We ask that you fill us with your peace, that you calm our fears and anxieties, and that you give us the courage to step out in faith. We pray for those who are struggling with addiction, for those who feel trapped by their circumstances or their past mistakes. We ask that you break the chains of addiction and set them free, that you give them hope and a new sense of purpose. We pray that you help them to see the beauty and potential in their lives, and that you guide them towards a brighter future. Lord, we also pray for our families and loved ones. We ask that you protect them, that you keep them safe from harm, and that you bless them with your peace and love. We pray that you help us to be a source of encouragement and support to those around us, that we might be a reflection of your love and grace in the world. As we go about our day, Lord, we ask that you walk with us. We pray that we might be a light to those around us, that we might bring hope and joy to those who are hurting. We thank you for your constant presence in our lives, and we ask that you continue to bless us in all that we do. Lord, we know that you are a God who is always working in our lives, even when we can't see it. We pray that you help us to trust in your plan for our lives, that you give us the strength to persevere in the face of adversity, and that you help us to see the beauty in every situation. We pray for those who are struggling with loneliness, for those who feel isolated and disconnected from others. We ask that you bring people into their lives who will love and support them, that you help them to find a sense of community and purpose. We pray that you fill them with your love and your peace, that they might know that they are never truly alone. Lord, we also pray for those who are struggling with finances, for those who feel overwhelmed by debt or financial hardship. We ask that you provide for their needs, that you bless them with abundance and prosperity. We pray that you help them to manage their finances wisely, that they might be good stewards of the blessings you have given them. Lord, we ask that you guide us and protect us. We pray that you give us the wisdom to make good decisions, that you help us to be kind and compassionate towards others, and that you fill us with your peace and your joy. We lift up these prayers to you, Lord, knowing that you are a God who hears our prayers and answers them according to your will. We thank you for your love and your grace, and we ask that you continue to bless us in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.